Volunteers are fanning out across New Jersey today to raise awareness of the dangers of opioid addiction, as well as to raise awareness about ways to get help. It's all part of a statewide effort organized by the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey. WHYY's Joe Hernandez went out with one of those volunteers in a small town in South Jersey.
Former Camden Police Sergeant Bob Chu used to lock up drug addicts.
Hey, buddy.
But today, he's trying to make sure they get help.
How you doing today?
Chu is handing out literature on drug abuse and treatment options on Broadway in his hometown of Gloucester City, just south of Camden. He stops to talk to a guy on the sidewalk.
Could you maybe spread the message for us that if they want help, there's information right there. Maybe you can give them to them. These are some door hangers that you put maybe your house or your neighbor's houses.
Chu is explaining the crisis that an addiction to prescription drugs often leads to heroin use when the resident he's talking to, James Burkhart, interrupts.
That's the issue we're having right now in America, is that we're trying to relieve pain, but, you know, I think we need to understand a little bit more about things.
At least 25 people in this town to die of heroin. At least 25. I mean, it could be more.
Chu is taking part in a statewide event called Knockout Opioid Abuse Day. Volunteers like him are handing out information across New Jersey to passersby, police, doctors, and pretty much anybody who will take it. And it's not only happening in urban areas. Gloucester City Police Captain Mike Morrell says the crisis lives everywhere, even in his two-square-mile town at the foot of the Walt Whitman Bridge.
That, you know, people are traveling to Camden, Philadelphia, and they're obtaining their opioids, and a lot of times they end up coming back into town here and maybe might pull over to the side of the road or use one of our hotel parking lots.
Chu, the retired police sergeant, says spreading the word about addiction is one of the best ways to help people fight the disease.
Unless you have that cycle, you have someone in your family that's telling you about it, a friend giving you education about it, doing everything they can to prevent it, it's going to continue on.
From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.